here's a story from The World.
A big diplomatic breakthrough today. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to discuss the 2015 nuclear deal through intermediaries. Iranian officials online have been holding other kinds of conversations, too. This week, Foreign Minister Javad Zarif spent hours on an app called Clubhouse. He discussed everything from Iran's recent partnership with China to his bedtime routine. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Roughly 8,000 people joined the discussion, the maximum number that Clubhouse allows. The foreign minister spoke for more than an hour. Mahsa Alimardani joined the discussion. She studies at Oxford University, focusing on political communications in Iran.
All of a sudden, people have the opportunity to be engaged in questions and answers with him. And if you were following any Persian social media, suddenly this was blowing up.
Alimardani says these types of encounters with high-level Iranian officials are extremely rare.
You had people from all sorts of political stripes from in the diaspora and from inside of Iran listening, which I think led to this sense of novelty.
There's a sense of novelty because in Iran, the state controls the media. It filters the internet and blocks most social media apps. But here was the foreign minister showing a somewhat unvarnished side of himself. At one point, Zarif complained that it was way past his bedtime. The moderator pleaded with him to stay a little longer. This audio, by the way, was made public by the Iranian state media. But Zarif had his talking points too. He said he wanted to put an end to rumors that he's planning to run for president in the upcoming election in June. He also wanted to respond to allegations made against him in a TV show. The show claims that during the nuclear talks with the U.S., Zarif's team had been infiltrated by spies. These are lies, he said. The majority of the questions from Clubhouse participants were about the new and controversial deal between Iran and China. Some Iranians are outraged that their government kept details of the deal secret. Clubhouse only allows the moderator to choose who can ask a question, so it wasn't like anybody could jump in at any time. Afterwards, in another session that went on until early hours of the morning, the moderator admitted that the foreign ministry had asked him to follow government protocols. Still, Amir Rashidi, who has studied Iran's internet for the past decade, says Clubhouse has opened up a new space for political debate among Iranians.
Clubhouse is actually changing the way that we talk to each other, changing the way that we are connecting to each other.
Rashidi is keeping an eye on who joins Clubhouse in Iran. He says in the past few months, he's noticed a rise in the number of politicians and public figures who are embracing the platform. Even though the app only runs on Apple devices, Rashidi says Iranians have found workarounds, like they always do.
Iranians are usually tech savvy. If you ask my mom what's the best circumvention tools filter she can, she would definitely have at least five options for you.
Circumvention tools like VPNs help people bypass internet censorship. Both Rashidi and Alimardani are cautious about making too much of this Clubhouse phenomenon or suggesting that it could bring democracy to Iran. Here's Alimardani.
I kept on being reminded of the same media fascination there was with Trump that actually fed into his power, which is, you know, you can't stop watching. It's so entertaining. And the more you watch, the more you feed into the system and buying into their spectacle.
Sina Azadi, a political commentator in Washington, says it's no coincidence that this event comes in the run-up to the Iranian election.
There is a propaganda war in the West, East, and Iranians are trying to use these media platforms to send their own message.
Azadi expects more of these seemingly impromptu appearances by politicians in Iran in the coming months. And that makes Amir Rashidi concerned. He says Clubhouse should work with local experts to make sure that the Iranian state doesn't use the app to crack down on dissent.
They can have a better understanding and better model to basically form their tools in a way that protects human rights, protects freedom of speech, protects people's privacy and security.
But that might not even be necessary, because Clubhouse could soon end up on the long list of social media apps that are blocked in Iran. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.